Now, it's my pleasure to say hi to Fred Goffin, who is going to talk to us about upholstery and fabric. And hi, Fred. Welcome.
Good morning, June. As you said, the mist out there is quite heavy.
It is quite heavy and quite thick. Ah, well, there you go. That's winter time for you. Now, Fred, you've recently started an upholstery business on the island, haven't you?
Yeah, I was previously working for landscape supplies, and I've gone back to my trade originally started when I was 19. Yeah.
So what got you into upholstery?
I think it was brought up with a mother who was a seamstress, upholsteress, and school holidays I used to go and clean the factory, start at the bottom, as they say, and work up. And I didn't realise then that it would turn into something I really enjoyed doing, which is now upholstering. Yeah.
It's quite a tricky business, really, isn't it?
Oh, you can be. You know, trying to make square things out of round things and stretching around things that keep moving. And with the fabrics, you know, every day the technology changes. You got to try and keep up with that as well as remembering the old stuff, which is still the old is good, as they say.
Mm. Yeah, one thing I didn't realise was I knew that material stretched, but I sort of hadn't entered my head that it stretched might stretch one way and not the other. Or is that a problem sometimes?
It can be. Yeah, you tend to think it'll stretch a bit more that way and not so much the other, and then when you actually start upholstering something and it goes too far one way and not enough the other, well, you sort of got to try and make that adjustment to it.
Mm.
Whereas, like, you get a leather, it stretches everywhere, just there's no grain to it, so it's a bit different.
So you can get it to do whatever you want it to do, really.
The leather, yes, yeah.
You can actually,
if it's too big, you can actually heat it up and shrink it a little bit, but not too much. Otherwise, it breaks the texture of the leather down. Of course,
right. Do people usually bring the fabric along with whatever it is they want recovered?
Not always. They normally tend to hope that you've got some swatches and that, so you can show them examples of what they may need or may not want, or otherwise I just normally measure it up and let them know how much meterage they want if they're in town to shop around and have a look for.
Yeah, because that's a problem on the island, isn't it, having swatches on hand? It's not very practical, is it?
Yeah, I've only got a small shed, and if I had a swatch of every material that is available, I wouldn't have any room to work.
Yeah, exactly. And there is a trend now, too, for suppliers to suggest people go online, isn't there, to look at
fabrics? Yeah, there is. You know, like, if you're not in the computer game, which I'm not yet, being of an age that never was around when I was a young fella, and they just say go online, well, you can't really see what the texture is or feel it.
And that's really important, isn't it?
Well, for a lot of people, I like to feel what they're going to be sitting on or leaning on or...
Exactly. Mm. And it would be important for you too to know how the material reacts and what its stretchability is or manoeuvrability is.
Yeah, that is true too. But one thing with a lot of, look at the technology now, a lot of the products come out with it, it's already woven Scotch Guard into it, so like if you get spillage, you've got a bit more time to wipe it before it gets stained and things.
Right.
So it's a good advantage that way.
Yeah, there's quite a few that are treated, aren't they, so that it minimises any stains, but so that's built into the fabric?
Yeah, they sort of spray it into the texture as they go along, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's got a toxic side to it, but that's probably won't go down that track.
No, it doesn't seem to be, doesn't seem to worry your hands and that when you're using it. Sometimes you lick your lips, turn a piece of paper and you don't get any bad taste from it.
So. Well, that's true. We could get lead poisoning from that.
Still here talking to you.
That's right. What's the trickiest thing you've ever had to recover?
Probably the trickiest ones are spray dodgers for yachts.
The
different shapes they've got to them, like the shape of the boat, the shape of the hoop, and where it's got to be tied down to, and getting around winches and things like that. But it's very time consuming and sometimes it can be very frustrating.
Mm.
So sometimes you got to walk away from it and turn around the chair and go back again and have another look at it the other way, you know.
Yeah. What sort of fabric would you use for that?
It's normally a canvas, or sometimes now you can use what they call a PVC, which is plastic with a woven thread in it, which is quite strong. Like the toggles that hold it onto the boat would probably give away before the material. That's how strong it is.
Yeah. Right. So you do reupholstery for boats as well as household things?
Yeah. Back in 87, I think it was, I ended up upholstering for the Bonito boats in West Auckland, down in Glendine there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Done that for 5-6 years with them.
Right.
Till, well, things changed in my life and I moved to the island permanently.
Right. Yes, yes. Yeah, so you've been living here since 87, 88?
I moved over here permanent in 1990. Huh. So, yeah, sort of, having, like, as a child, I used to come over and stay with my grandparents over in Natsuka or Natsuki Street. Okay. Well, it depends which way you it mm-hmm. was worded then.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And thoroughly enjoyed it.
So you've got a long association with...
Yes, yeah, yeah, you go right back. I went to Lost End Primary in 1958.
Yeah. Uh-huh, it's so changed a bit since then.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. There's a few more houses. Yeah. Even got Tarsiel on the road.
Gosh, yes, yeah, that was a major, wasn't it? Yeah, do you do anything with vehicles? Do you do vehicle upholstery at all?
Just yesterday I did a ute seat for a mate of mine's firm, and after we stripped it down, we found it it's a 2007 model. The actual frame had broken inside the seat, so we had to get that rewelded. And these are things you don't see when you're looking from the outside when you give a quote or a price to do something. So, fortunately, the person whose vehicle it was had the facilities to get it welded at their own workshop. So it was.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah,
it could have been a bit expensive otherwise.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, my late father-in-law, he had an upholstery business that was a vehicle upholstery business, and we bought an MGB that needed major overhaul, and he remade the hood and the side curtains and reupholstered the two seats, and it came out beautifully. It was great. It would be quite a mission to make a hood for a car, I would think.
Yeah, well, as you say, some of the tricky things in life, that'd be another one of them too.
Yes.
Without, there's a lot of them you had to tuck in the material front and back behind the glass.
Oh, okay.
And if you push it the wrong way, the glass just goes...
Ah, yes, yes. It's tricky, isn't it?
A bit and expensive.
Yes, it would be. The profits on that job went out the window.
Yep.
Yeah. when somebody wants a lounge suite recovered, do you do the restuffing and all that as well, or is it just the covers that you do?
Well, as I say again, if you have a look at the product and see how much material you need, you normally get an indication, like if springs have broken or the foam's had it, or if it's an older type. If it's made of hessian or horsehair and stuff like that, you look at that and try and talk to people if they want the same thing. We can still get those products, but as time goes on, it gets a little bit more expensive. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. I've got a kapok, an old cane and mahogany lounge suite that's stuffed with kapok, so it goes back a ways.
Yeah. Like the old mattresses.
Yeah, that's right. Goodness me. Yeah. Yes, that's not so good for the environment these days.
No.
One of these days I'll have to come along to you and get you to reupholster it for me.
Oh, heck.
Fred, how does people contact you if they want something reupholstered and to have a chat to you about it?
As I've only just sort of gone back into the trades in April, I've done a bit of advertising in the local papers and that, but... most of it's just word of mouth at the moment, but...
okay, they could give you a ring?
Yeah, I'm the only often in the local...
What's your phone number?
It's 372-5528. That's my landline, or mobile is 027-502-5528.
Okay, well, if there's anybody out there that wants a good workman to do some upholstering for them, either domestically or on your boat or your car, then give Fred Goffin a ring. And your phone number again, landline?
It's 372-5528.
Okay, 372-5528 for Fred Goffin, upholsterer extraordinaire. Thank you, Fred, for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, and I hope the weather gets better.